It's a great decision for Virginia. It is an affirmation of a ban on uranium mining, this destructive, risky environmental practice, a ban that's been on the books for over 35 years. And the Supreme Court said that the federal government hadn't clearly preempted that state law.
And I think what's interesting is that you've got six justices from across the ideological spectrum politically, from Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Justice Clarence Thomas, all agreeing on sort of the core legal issue that was before the court, which is that the Atomic Energy Act does not preempt Virginia state law.
And I'd add that there doesn't seem to be much appetite in the legislature, from what we've seen in past years, to revoke this longstanding ban.
So that would be the recourse, to try to get the legislature to change state law.
Well, that, and there are other litigation options that they are undoubtedly considering. But I think in the short term, Mark is right that this ends a very significant chapter in defense of Virginia's uranium mining ban. And one interesting reason why it ends this chapter is if you look at the price of uranium right now. You know, today, the spot price of uranium is still at below $25 for a pound of yellowcake, the material that can be enriched into nuclear fuel. And Virginia Uranium has said in their securities filings that the project really needs to get up to about $64 per pound of yellowcake to be a really attractive project.
Are there other sources?
The United States currently gets about 90% of its uranium from overseas. Presumably that supply is still available. Then there's another 10% that's developed within the United States through a different kind of process called in situ mining that wouldn't have been feasible in Virginia. Even the uranium company would say wouldn't have been feasible in Virginia.
And from an environmental standpoint, the reason that we prefer not to start digging it up in this country and specifically in this state?
Well, I think what we've seen is there is a really diverse coalition of folks in Southern Virginia and throughout the Commonwealth who have been clear that this is not the right way to develop the economy of Southern Virginia. I authored, or co-authored rather, an amicus brief, friend of the court brief, on behalf of the local chambers of commerce, the local industrial development authority. Mark Sabbath and Southern Environmental Law Center authored a brief on behalf of the environmental groups. All those sort of forces were together in saying, we are developing the economy of Southern Virginia through agriculture, through tourism, through sort of the other sort of high-tech businesses that have been attracted to the area. In a uranium mine, a massive uranium mine on that scale is just not consistent with the economic vision that Southside has for its future.
But again, paint a picture for me. What is involved in the mining of uranium and then presumably in the processing of it?
I think a key piece to understand is just the scale of the project that would be undertaken. The grade of ore at the Coles Hill deposit in Southern Virginia is actually very poor. It's close to the surface, but it is a poor grade of uranium. Less than 0.1% of the material would actually become yellowcake. Over 99.9% of the material is waste that has to be managed on the site. And just to give you a sense of the scale of the project, to get as much yellowcake as Virginia Uranium had hoped to get out of the site, you would have so much waste that it would be the equivalent of the weight of 365 Empire State Buildings. So imagine just dealing with that much mass, 365 Empire State Buildings, and trying to find a place to put all of that in Southern Virginia in the midst of farmland.
And is it toxic, that stuff?
It is. You're talking about highly radioactive material, and even the mining process itself, just disturbing that much land, the digging and blasting, and the potential for the radioactive material and other contaminants to get out into groundwater, into surface waters, and potentially, you know, threaten drinking water supplies, both in the area and downstream as the Roanoke River goes all the way down to Virginia Beach and the communities in that part of Virginia. It's a real danger.
I guess, you know, one other piece I would add is, you know, if you look at Justice Gorsuch's opinion for himself and for Justice Thomas and for Justice Kavanaugh, it was clear that from the conservative wing of the court, they were leaning pretty heavily on states' rights and letting Virginia make its own decisions. When we look at other environmental issues, whether it's Virginia's effort to develop a climate regulation or up in New Jersey, where New Jersey has rejoined the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, there's room for environmental advocates to really say, you know, let's look for state options where we can be more protective than the federal government, especially in the Trump era where we're seeing such massive environmental rollbacks.
And I just add that 35 years ago, the people of Virginia made this choice. You know, the lawmakers balanced the risks of uranium mining against the potential benefits and decided that this was not something that we needed here in Virginia or wanted here in Virginia because of all the risks, because of all the economic harms as well to developing a diverse economy. And so it was heartening to see the Supreme Court give close attention to that and decide that that was Virginia's decision to make. Mining has traditionally been an area of state control, of state regulation. It's not something that the federal government, when we're talking about uranium mining, that the federal government has said that it can step in and regulate. And the court affirmed that yesterday.